But it's a gevaldik parsha. It's an action-packed parsha, parshas Kiseitse. Right, no less than 74 mitzvos in our parsha. It starts off with the Eishes Yafas Tohar, and the firstborn rights. The Torah says in Pasuk Tezayin, if a man has two wives, and he likes one more than the other, and he decides, I want to leave a larger Yerusha for the son who I like more, because he comes from a particular wife, the Chumash says, "Lo yuchal levaker as ben ahuva al pnei ben hasnua habchor." Can't favor. You're not allowed to favor the beloved son over the other one. Okay, so let's start with the Ramban on the words "Lo yuchal levaker as ben ahuva." Just very short, very brief. But just we're in Parak Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Tazayin on page Shin Chaf Gimel. Says the Ramban, Lo yuchal levaker as ben ha'ahuva. One cannot levaker. One cannot give the firstborn right to the beloved son. Azhara shelo ya'asezeh. It's a warning not to do this. Okay, we got that. However, what word in the pasuk should bother you? And the truth is, while the Ramban, I always thought I have a lot of, I like this insight. I collect my makomas on this insight. I can give you a lot of chasidisha sources on this insight. But it's really in the Ramban. It's really one of the Gedolei HaRishon. The Ramban says it here. What word is bothering the Ramban? Yuchal. You're not able to favor one child over the other. You're not able to favor the Ben Ahuva over the Ben Hasnua. If you like the second kid better, you're not able to favor him. Not able to? What do you mean I'm not able to? Of course I'm able to. So first, Pashup Shat, says the Ramban, Azhara Shalo Yasezeh, a warning not to do this. Don't favor. V'chein Kulam. And the same thing is true anytime the Torah says you're not able, such as, Lo Sucha Le'echol B'Sha'arecha. Take your rice or sheni to Yerushalayim. Lo Sucha Le'echol B'Sha'arecha. You're not able to eat it in your gates. Not able? Who's going to stop me? A lightning bolt's going to come down from Shemayim and strike me down if I eat outside of the proper place. Lo sucha, not able to. Of course I'm able to. Or lo sucha lases alecha ish nachri. You're not able to appoint a non-Jew as a king. Not able? Who's going to stop me? V'omer unkelis v'chulam. Unkelis says about all of them, leis lach rishu. You don't have permission. Obviously that's the pashup shah. You're not allowed to. V'hatam, but explains the Ramban so beautifully. But the perish is, lo sitain yecholas lenafshecha la'asos kacha v'hu maflig bazhara. It should be that your soul is unable to do something which is against Ratzon Hashem. If Ariel, I said to you, I will give you $1,000 for you to put your hand in a fire for 20 seconds. Lo suchal, not able, why not? You're of free will. This is the mashal there of Simcha Bunim of Rishiska used to say. Averas should be like fire. You're not able to. Yeah, but think about the reward. I'll give you $1,000. I'll give you $10,000. Your body would reject it. Your body would pull away. So lo suchal, the Torah is telling us in a very subtle word, train yourself. Lo yuchal, lo suchal. It should be. If it's not what Hashem wants, then you shouldn't be able to do it. You should not be able to go against Hashem. I'll give you just a very powerful example in a different way. When Avram is performing Akedas Yitzchak, right, and the Pasuk says that what? That Avram sent forth his hand. Right? He stretched out his hand with the knife. So it's like awkward. It's almost like, why does it say that he's stretching out his... So, Pashup Shah, you might say, is because on a human level, it's hard for Avram. It's hard for him to kill his son, even though he's doing Ratzon Hashem. But it's hard for him to send out his hand. You know what the tzaddikim say? No. It was hard for Avram to send out his hand because Avram is so internally in tune with Ratzon Hashem that he knows, before his body knows, before his ears hear the voice of Hashem or the Malach telling him, cancel the Akedah, don't do it, his body knows, there's a part of his neshama inside of him that knows that Hashem is going to cancel it. He knows the Ratzon Hashem. He knows that Hashem is going to tell him, take back your hand. So it's so weird. Like he's listening to the voice of Hashem, which says, you know, Shecht Yitzchak, but there's a part of his body's fighting because his body, lo suchal, his body's not able to do something which he knows be'emes is against Ratzon Hashem. That's the secret of Avraham. He's struggling to send out his hand, the Pasuk says. Okay? So it's an incredible insight. It's a very powerful and simple insight. Right? Averos should be like fire for us. Things that Hashem doesn't want us to do should be lo suchal, not able to do it. The Kotzker one time, in the Kotzker's home, someone... It was a guest or someone who was visiting, and they stole something from the house. So they said to the Kotzker, so-and-so stole a, it was like a silver knife. Like, so-and-so stole the challah knife. So the Kotzker's like, what? How's that possible? Well, what do you mean, how's that possible? He says, it says in the Torah, don't steal. How is the person able to do that? Lo suchal. You're not able to do it. Obviously, it's a very high level, right, to be on such a level. But again, that's what the Ramban is saying. The Torah's language here is if it's against Hashem's will, it should be an impossibility to you. Okay? There's a lot to do, Chavar, so let's go right there. Perech of Beis, Pasuk Vav. Okay, here's the centerpiece of our limud for today. This is the big one. And this is fundamental. Yes, I'll take some quick comments, but quick, because I'm not talking either. The Ramban, we're letting the Ramban talk.
In this concept,
that's a good question. All right, meaning if the attitude towards every Avera should be an impossibility, so why in specific? That's an interesting thing to think about, right? Those places where the Torah said you're not able to. Why did the Torah use that language? That's a good question. I don't know. We'd have to look at the Ramban just gave us several examples. Right? Why are these so repulsive more so than others, perhaps? Good question. Yeah. Okay, so knock it down the road then maybe, because there's so much here. I don't want to rob you of everything we have to learn together. I'm happy to hear every insight, but let's stay here for the moment. Okay, fine. The Torah says, again, just like a display of mitzvos in this parsha, it goes from one thing to the next. It talks about Beged Isha, and then right after Beged Isha, it talks about concern for a person's property. It talks about Beged Isha, and then it talks about sending away the mother bird from the nest. Okay? And this mitzvah becomes a springboard for the Ramban to speak to us be'arichus, at great length, about Tamei HaMitzvos. Why do we have mitzvos? Do mitzvos have reason for them? Okay, on page Shin Chav Vav, in the first column. Ki Yikarei Kan Tzipor Lefanacha, if you encounter a bird before you, what does the Torah say to do or not to do? Don't take the mother with the young. Losika chaim al habanu. Says the Ramban, gam zo mitzvah mivo eres. Okay? It's kvaldik. You would have asked me a few months ago, when the Ramban says mitzvah mivo eres, what does he mean? I would have said, I don't know. Now I do know. Mitzvah mivo eres means we're learning Chumash Devarim. Right? Many of the mitzvahs that we're learning in Devarim are repeats or elaborations on something we learned earlier in the Chumash. The Ramban says, this mitzvah is mivo eres, comes to clarify something the Torah already taught us. What is that mitzvah? Osov es beno lo sishchatu biyom echad. Do not shecht a mommy animal and the baby animal on the same day. Same idea here. Don't take the mommy bird and the baby birds at the same time. Why? Same idea as don't kill the mommy animal and the baby animal on the same day. Ki atam b'shneyem, because the explanation for both of them, levilti heyos lanu lev achzari velo nerachem. Because don't be a cruel person, a merciless person. You're going to kill the mother and the baby at the same time. That's cruel. You're going to kill the mother in the presence of the baby. That's cruel. Oh, shelo yatir akosuv lasos hashchasa la'akor hamin. Or maybe the Torah is teaching us, is not permitting us to what? To destroy an entire species. Now, you're going to say, well, what? What? If I kill one mother and one baby, I destroyed an entire species? If I take the mommy bird and the baby birds, that's hashchasas hamin? That's la'akor hamin that uproots an entire species? Afal pi shehitir shchita b'min hahu. Even though the Torah permitted us Again, human beings are greater than animals in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Torah did permit shechita. He did allow us to eat birds and to eat meat. But if I kill the mother and its child on the same day, or again, if I take advantage of the vulnerable birds, and I you know, so to speak, grab the whole nest, right? It's as if I've destroyed the entire species. It's an act of cruelty, and it's a lack of sensitivity. There may be, obviously, many more of that species in the world, but the Torah is teaching us, don't be a cruel person, and don't do something that is in some, you know, small way reflective of wiping out a family, wiping out a species. Now, however, you should all be asking a question. The question you should be asking is, hold on a second. I either learned Mishnayos, Brachos, or Megillah, or both at some point in my life, and I know that if a person declares, Al Kan Tzipur Yagiu Rachamecha, that Hashem had mercy on the birds, right? What do we do to such a person? What do we say to such a person? Shah, be quiet. Don't say God had mercy on the birds. Who are you to say why God explained the mitzvos? Or maybe, why would God have mercy on the birds and not other animals? Well, the Ramban's saying, well, it seems that it's part of a general hashkafa of the Torah to have mercy on all creatures. But he quotes now the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. Because of Harav b'Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim explains, and we're going to get to that question again with the Gemara and Brachos, but that should be on your mind. Ki tam shiluach hakein, v'tam oso v'espino, the reason for sending away the mother bird if you're going to take the eggs. The reason for not shechting oso it, the animal and its child on one day, lo sishchatu b'yom echad, kidei lahazir shelo yishchat haben, says the Rambam, the Torah is warning us not to what? To shech the child animal in the presence of the mommy animal. They shouldn't both be in the slaughterhouse at the same time. Because yes, animals have feelings too, says the Rambam. There's no distinction between the nervousness of a parent of a person, lidagas habehemos habeneim. A mother animal is concerned for its young, the same way that a human parent is concerned in a natural way for its child. Ki avas haem v'chanosa livnei vidna, einenu nimshach achari haseichel v'hadibur. They're beautiful words. The Rambam says, because the love of a mother and the mercy, right, that a mother has for the children of her own womb does not come from what? It's not a human quality. It's not only for people who have intellect and speech. But it's a certain natural instinct in the mind of even an animal. Just like it's found within a person. V'im Kain says the Rambam, Ein ikar ha'iser ba'osov es b'no, Rak bivino vaoso, avalakol harchaka, v'yoser nachon ba'avur shalom nisachzar. The Rambam says, according to this reason, I'm sorry. V'im kain ain't ikar iser vaoso v'espino, rak bivino vaoso, right? Avalakol harchaka. The Rambam is saying that according to this, the only prohibition is really if it's the mother and it's young. In the same place. V'yoser nachon, but more correct is that a person should not express this act of cruelty. I'm not sure, is this the end of the Rambam speaking, or is this the Ramban speaking when he says v'im kain?
I think it's him, because
it sounds like it's the Ramban speaking. I think he's saying, what he's saying is this. He's saying, would the prohibition only apply in one direction? Right? Meaning we're worried that the mother is going to see the child get killed first, and the mother is going to go through a psychological fear. So what if you kill the mother first, and then you kill the child? So then, according to this, it would be permissible. Right? We don't want the mother animal to go through that psychological fear of watching its own child slaughtered. But really, it goes in both directions. So therefore, the Ramban says, the real reason is shalonis achazer, that there's an act of cruelty in killing a mother and a child on the same day, at the same time. Okay, let's keep going for a second. V'omer HaRav, the Rambam explains further in the Mor Nebuchim. V'al tashiv alai mimayim rechachamim, so maybe you'll challenge me. Like I said, the wheels in your head are spinning. You're saying, hold on, what about what it says in the Mishnah in Brachos? HaOmer al kan tzipor yagiu rachamecha, one who says that Hashem had mercy on the bird's nest. Right, we tell such a person not to say that. Kizo achas mishtei svaros, says the Rambam, if you're going to ask on me, but doesn't the Mishnah say you're not supposed to offer explanations for mitzvos? The Rambam says, well, that's actually a debate. That's one of two approaches. That's one of two svaros. That's one of two approaches. Svaros mi sheyira ki ein tam lemitzvos. That follows the opinion that we're not supposed to offer explanations for mitzvos. Elachef et sabore. That's what Hashem wants. Don't try to explain it. That Mishnah in Brachos follows that opinion. However, says the Rambam, but we, the Jewish people, don't paskin that way. V'anachnu machzikim b'svar hashniya, we hold the other position, she'a b'chol ha-mitzvos tam, that Hashem wants us to try to understand the mitzvos. That we should try to understand the mitzvos. Now let's go deeper into that. Because on the one hand, let's use a very relevant example. From the Rambam himself, in Hilchos Tshuva. Chevra, why do we blow a shofar? Someone make me happy. Wake us up, right? That's not true, Bobo. Because Hashem said so. Right? And also because to wake us up. Right? The Rambam is very clear in his language. You'll look it up. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Paragimel Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says, Afal pi, even though Tekiyah Shofar is what? Is simply a gezerah. It's a decree of the king above. Nonetheless, we can say an explanation, which is, of course, very relevant, to wake us up. But the first thing the Rambam says is, even though the real reason we blow the shofar is because God said so, that's the root of all mitzvos. The baseline is Hashem said so, period. After that, we try to offer explanations. Now, apparently, there are some who say, no, even after that, we don't offer explanations. The Rambam is saying, we don't follow that. Right? Anachnu machzikim besvar hashniya. We hold the other position. We like explanations for mitzvos. That's what the whole Rambam's Mor Nebuchim is about, trying to offer rational explanations for mitzvos, yeah?
I looked up the Mor Nebuchim, and in Canaan is the Ramban.
It's the Ramban. That makes sense. Shkoyach, thank you. Okay? So now, let's ask another question on the Rambam, though. It says the Ramban, V'huksha alav od, ma'shamotza v'vereishis rabba. But I'll show you a medrash that makes it sound like mitzvos are just a big game that we play to be tested by God. And there's actually no rhyme or reason or value to the mitzvah itself. Everything's just a test. Hashem makes you do crazy things just so you could train yourself to listen. Look at this medrash. You could ask on the Rambam from the following medrash. The medrash says in Bereishis Rabba, V'chi ma ichbas lo l'kadosh baruch hu bein shochet min ha-tzavar l'shochet min ha-oref. It's a wild medrash. What difference does it make to God? Right? It sounds like, a kid who's struggling with his halachic responsibilities. Does God really care if... Right? Anyone ever hear anyone ask that question? Anyone ever ask that question yourself? Does God really care? Does it really make a difference if I separate, if I take a certain jelly bean out of the bowl on Shabbos, borer, does God really care? That destroys the world? Really? With witnesses and warning, I'd be chayev skila for separating my jelly beans? Is God really such a psychopath? That's what we're asking, right? It's crazy. What kind of crazy God is this? The Medrash says, "Ma ichbas lo l'kadru." Does God really care if you shecht an animal from the front of the neck or from the back of the neck? So in halacha, we'd say, of course, one's called shechita, one's called not shechita. What kind of Medrash is this? Does Hashem really care if you shecht from the tzavar, that means the front of the neck, or from the oref, from the back of the neck? Halo nitnu ha-mitzos, this is the lashon of the Medrash. Halo nitnu ha-mitzos, ela letzaref behemes abrios. The reason mitzvos were given to us is letzarif. We're going to have to figure out how to define this word. What does that mean?
To refine.
To refine people. Shenamar kol imras elokat tzrufa. All of the words of Hashem are refining. Now, you could use it as a question on the Rambam to say, in what way is the mitzvah refining you? It's a test. Just to see if you're going to play by the rules. But you're right, ma'ichpas, it doesn't, none of it, it's all arbitrary, it's all made up. If your tefillin are black, it's only because God is testing you. It doesn't, nothing like actually happens because they're black as opposed to pink. It doesn't actually do anything. It's just a big game that we play. It's a test. It refines you to what? To recognize the Creator. But it's all a big game. That's what it sounds like from this Medrash. One could read the Medrash that way. However, explains the Ramban. V'zeh ha'inyan shegazer harav. So that's the question you could ask on the Ramban. Right? Sounds like mitzvos don't have a reason to them. We're going to come back to that question. V'zeh ha'inyan shegazer harav b'mitzvos sheyesh lehem tam. And this thing, this idea, that the Rav, he's calling the Rambam the Rav, that the Rav explained that mitzvos have a reason, meaning he's not addressing that question yet. What about this Medrash? We'll come back to this Medrash. But that which the Rambam told us, that he believes that mitzvos do have a reason to them, mivo'ar hu mod, I think is absolutely correct, says the Rambam. Yes, there's a reason we have mitzvos. Mitzvos actually do something for you, chevra. Ki b'chol echad tam v'to'eles v'tikun la'adam. Underline those words and ingrain them in your soul. Ki b'chol echad. Because in each and every mitzvah that we do, there's a tam v'to'eles v'tikun la'adam. It transforms a person. It does something for a person. It's not random. It's not just that it does something in the sense that you show your allegiance to God. No, no, the mitzvahs actually change you. In a real way. There's a Ramban in Parshas Yisro, God willing, we'll see much later this year, where the Ramban says that every mitzvah a person does has many reasons to it, and it has many benefits, the body and the soul. The Ramban writes in Parshas Yisro. Mitzvahs, it's not just a game. It's not just a test to see, are you loyal to Hashem? It's a to'elis v'tikun la'adam. In addition to the schar that you get for what? For just playing the game, for playing along. In other words, when Hashem tells you to put on tefillin, right? There's a schar you get just for listening, but there's also a spiritual, maybe even a physical benefit to wearing tefillin. Now we have to work on what that is. But the Ramban believes that's a real thing. And he quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin to prove it, and a Gemara in Pesachim. Ukar amru rabo seinu zal, it's like our sages taught in Sanhedrin. Mipnei ma lo nizgalu tamei Torah. Why were the reasons for the Torah not revealed? Well, what does that sound like? They may not be revealed, but they exist. Or how about the Gemara in Pesachim? Pesachim kuf yotes. Pasuk says, v'lemechase atik, one who's mechase, one who covers secrets of ancient days. The reference to Hashem is called Atik. Atik Yomen, Hashem, the ancient one. What does it mean to cover up for the ancient one? Zeh magale dvarim shekisa Atik Yomen. This refers to one who what? Who uncovers that which Hashem himself has hidden. Umay nihu. The Gemara gives two answers. What is it? One answer is secrets of Torah. And the other answer in the Gemara Pesachim is ta'ame Torah. The reasons for Torah. So of course there's reasons, says the Ramban. Every mitzvah has a lot of reasons to it. There's a tremendous reason behind the mitzvahs. Ukvar darshu b'parah aduma. Furthermore, we know about the parah aduma. Who was struggling to figure out the secret of parah aduma? Shlomo HaMelech. Who was the only one who knew the secret of parah aduma? Moshe Rabbeinu. Sha'amar Shlomo. That Shlomo said, ala kol amadti. I was able to grasp everything. Parsha shel parah aduma, but the parsha parah aduma, chakarti, I investigated it. V'sha'alti, and I inquired. Upishpashti, and I searched. I tried so hard, and I surrendered. I couldn't get it. Amarti ech chama, I said I want to be wise. V'hi rechoka mimeni, but it remains beyond me. It remained at a distance. I've told you many times in the past, those who've been here for a while, that the gematria of Paraduma, 341 is Vihi Rechoka. 341. It is far. What's the it? Paraduma. How do you know? Because Paraduma is Gematria. Vihi Rechoka. It is far. Shlomo says, I can't figure this out. But apparently there's even a reason to the biggest chok, to the mitzvah that doesn't have an explanation. Shlomo says, I'm searching because I know there is an explanation. Va'amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lecha ani magala tam paraduma. Moshe, you and you alone, I'm going to reveal the secret of paraduma. Aval la'achirim chuka. But for everyone else, no. Everyone else has to live with the secret of paraduma. That the time is going to come where it will no longer be the radiance of the sun and the coldness of the dark. Yikipaon ksiv. That pasuk in Zechariah is written yikipaon, even though we pronounce it vikipaon, which Chazal say dvarim hamachusim mikem ba'olam hazeh asidin lios tzifuyim lo'olam haba. Those things that are kept in the dark in this world eventually are going to what? Are going to be revealed to you in the next world. Kahadein samya ditzafe. Like a samya, like a suma, like a blind person who's tzafe, who's healed and able to finally see. That's our life in this world. Tichsiv holachti ivrim biderech lo yado. I walked like a blind person who couldn't understand, who couldn't see. And furthermore, it says in Yeshaya, "Eila hadvarim asisim v'lo azavtim, shekvar asisim l'Rabbi Akiva." There are things that Rabbi Akiva was able to figure out. Rabbi Akiva reached, according to some in Chassidus, even a higher level than Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, came to see Rabbi Akiva's shir, and he couldn't even follow it. So there's things that Rabbi Akiva understood that you and I will never understand in this world, but we're going to understand their secrets in the next world. There are things that Shlomo Melech couldn't understand, but he was able to, he will understand in the future. So the Ramban is bringing all of this to prove what, Sam? To prove that mitzvot have tremendous depth to them. And it changes you, Chevra, and this is really the main point that we have to apply to our life. A mitzvah changes you whether you understand it or not. Not just the schar of passing the test that you listen to Hashem. But try it. Soak yourself in mitzvot and tell me you're not changed. Soak yourself in serious Torah study. What's the point? What if I learn Gittin? I plan to marry someone who I love and never get divorced. Why on earth am I learning this? Try it. Try immersing yourself in it and tell me you don't come out a different human being and a different Jew. It changes a person. When Rav Weinberger was here, when Rav Moshe Weinberger used to spend time in YU, I remember he told us one time, I think it was about his uncle, that his uncle was in Mir with Rav Yerucham Levavitz, the great Mashkiach of Mir. And Rav Weinberger, if I remember correctly, he said that his great uncle, I think he said to him, Alashon, he said, Rav Weinberger said, what was it like to be in Rav Yerucham's shir? So he said, when you were in the presence of Rav Yerucham, he pickled us. That's what he said, he pickled us. What does it mean, he pickled us? You take a cucumber, you stick it in the brine, you make a nice mix, you know, and you just let it sit there. And it becomes a different thing. It started off as a cucumber, now it turns into a pickle. He said, Rabbi Yochanan, he transformed you. When you soaked in that world of Rabbi Yochanan Levavitz, Zecher Tzadim Kadosh Levracha, you came out a different person. So the Ramban is saying, mitzvos, they change a person. And there's tremendous depth and reason to all of it. Let's just read one more line, then Daniel, take your comment. Hine Be'eru. So all of these things reveal to us. She'ein minios tame Torah mimenu ela ivaron b'sichleinu. It's a very strong line. The only minia, the only blockage of understanding mitzvos is because of what? It's because of the blindness of our own intellect. It's our own limited capacity. There's nothing broken with a mitzvah. If you try a mitzvah and you're like, I don't understand. People say mitzvos are geschmack. I don't like mitzvos. It's not because the mitzvah's broken, Chavra. I won't finish the sentence. Yeah? We're the ones who are off. You know the Chassidish Yerushalmi? There's a Vart in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has a Chassidish of Vart. It says at the end of the Torah, it says about, good morning, it says, Kilo davarei kumikem. It says at the end of the Chumash. Right? The Torah is not an empty matter. Kilo davar reku mikana. The Torah is not an empty thing from you. The Torah is a meaningful thing. So Yerushalmi has a chassidus shavar. What do I mean by a chassidus shavar? How do you say a chassidus shavar? No, Reb Jack, how do you say a chassidus shavar? You punctuate the pasuk in a funny way. You change the punctuation, let's say you say a chassidus shavar. So the Yerushalmi says, Gemara, Talmud Yerushalmi says, Kilo davar reku mikem. Read it like this. Kilo davar reku. The Torah is not an empty thing. Mikem. From you. Meaning what? Or maybe kilo davar reik. It's not empty. Who mikem? It's from you. It's from you. The problem with the Torah is not the problem with the Torah. Yerushalmi says, if the Torah seems empty to you, the Torah is not the thing that's empty. Mikem. It's from you. That's like a var you'll find on every page in the Sivas Shalom. But the Talmud Yerushalmi. Okay, so the Ramban is saying, if you don't get mitzvos, it's the ivaron b'sichleinu, it's the blindness of our own intellect. V'shekvar nizgal etam hachamura shebehem l'chachmei Yisrael. The depth and the profundity of them have been revealed to the sages. And there are many, many examples of this. But it's our job to, and again, in the future, the Medrash is promising us, if you do it now, not only will you reap the benefits, again, without understanding right now, but in the future you actually come to understand. Yeah?
This reminded me of the Gemara in the beginning of the Avodah Zarah. Like crazy, but like,
right.
That this whole thing, that at the end of the day, all of us are going to finally realize the reason of the mitzvahs.
Like,
oh my gosh, if we knew the reason, we would have done everything. And so too all the nations of the world. We're going to come to God and we're going to say, if we would have known,
we would
have done everything.
Right.
So Hashem's going to give them, but this is where I never understood. Hashem's going to give them that opportunity. What's the mitzvah that he gives them?
Sukkah.
Why sukkah? Because the sukkah is a mitzvah of complete transformation. And right. They're going to be sitting there in the heat of time, as it says,
right.
When things are difficult.
Right.
And they're going to be like, screw this. We
right.
don't want any of
right.
this. Like,
they give up.
They never got it. They were the problem.
And all you have to do is sit in it. You'll be pickled. All you have to do is stay in the sukkah. Right? When it gets uncomfortable, they left the sukkah. If you would have just stayed there, you'd see it changes you. It envelops you. It surrounds you. Kavaldik. Yeah. So says the Ramban. So let's go back to the question. Right? I mean, what about that medrash that said, nah, mitzvahs are just litzarif. They're just like a big game. Aval eilu ha'agodos asher niskashu al arav. But that agadata, that medrash that was used to ask on the Rambam, right? That sounds like mitzvahs are just a joke. Kefidati, in my understanding, inyan acher lam. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean that mitzvos are just a game. Shiratzo lomar she'ein hatoelis b'mitzvos la'kadosh baruch hu be'atzmo yis'ala. When it says it doesn't matter to God, it doesn't mean it doesn't matter to God. It just means that it doesn't change Hashem. It doesn't help Hashem. Hashem doesn't experience a different experience if you were to shecht an animal from the front or from the back, because God is unchanging. God is perfect. But it's not to say that it doesn't change you. Ain't to, again, ain't to eles. There's no benefit of the mitzvah to Hashem himself. Aval ha-to eles ba'odam atzmo. But the benefit is for you. And that's the Ramban's opinion. You get schar for listening, and it is transformative. If you shecht an animal from the front or an animal from the back, there is a difference. You know what the difference is? Studies show that it's more humane to shecht an animal from the front. Shechita is the most humane way to kill an animal. So it does matter to you. To God, it doesn't matter. But to us, to change us into better people, it does matter. Limno imenu nezek, o amuna ra, o mida maguna. It changes a person. It stops you from doing something destructive. It removes a corrupted thought, a corrupted ideology. A mida maguna, a bad character trait. That does matter. O liskor hanisim v'neflos habori yisbarach v'ledas as Hashem. Or it helps you to know Hashem. You think God needs us. You think when Hashem says, remember that I took you out of Mitzrayim, you think that's about Hashem? Hashem needs our honor? The Ramban says, absolutely not. Hashem doesn't need anything. We need to be sensitive human beings, and when someone does you a big favor, like saves you from captivity, you should remember that. You should talk about that. That should become a big part of your life story. And that's what it means, letzarif behem. Letzarif, to refine, means what? Shuka kesef tzaruf, like silver that's put in a... You know, in the pot to refine it, to remove any of the dross, to make it pure. Ki atzorif hakesef ein maaseyu belotam. When you put the silver in the pot, of course there's a reason for it. It's not without reason. You're refining it, right? You're refining it for who? The silver knows it's silver. Okay, but I, as a human being, when I purify it, then I can use it in a different way. Avalahot imenu kol sig, to remove the psoles. V'chein ha-mitzvos lahotzi milibenu kol emuna ra. Mitzvos remove any type of bad thoughts that we might have. Ulahodienu ha-emes. These are such beautiful words. And to teach us the truth. Ulizachro tamid. And to be able to remember that all of the time. To never forget. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. Let's just do a drop more. Almost at the end of the piece. It's a long piece. He says, this notion that I'm expressing for the Medrash is found in what we call a Medrash Yelamdenu. A Parsha of Zos HaChaya in Parsha Shmini, when it talks about which animals are permitted and which ones are not. V'chi ma ichbas lo l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu bein shochid behema v'ochel? Do you think it matters to God if you shech the animal properly and then eat it? O nocher v'ochel, or if you just stab it and eat it. Klum ata mo'ilo, o klum ata maziko. You think your avera has hurt God? You think Hashem is pained? You think your avera actually harms Hashem? O ma ichbas lo ben ochel tahoros ochel tameos. You think you hurt God if you eat something tameh versus something tar? Says the Medrash, im chachamta. Chachamta lach, pasuk in Mishlei. If you made yourself wise, you made yourself wise for you. You changed you. Halo nidnu hamitzos ela litzarif es habrios. The mitzos were given for you. You're not helping God. All the halachos. Hashem doesn't actually eat the carbon when you bring it, so why can't I bring a pig on the mizbeach? Because it's about you. It does something for you. What it does for you, sometimes we think we know, sometimes we don't really know. Shenemar imros Hashem imros tahoros, the words of Hashem are pure. Vinemar kol imros elokat tzirufa, the words of Hashem are refining. Lama she megin alecha, why? How? It protects you. Hine meforesh mekan shelo bo lomar. The Medrash is clear. What it's coming to say is she'ein hatoeles elav yisale. Hashem doesn't benefit anything whether you do like this or whether you do like that. God doesn't really. The answer to your question, that cynical question that a young person might ask, does God really care if my tefillin is perfectly square? On a certain level, that cynical question is actually correct. You're right. On a certain level, in terms of God, it doesn't really matter. But God cares because He cares about you. Hashem cares because you'll only be able to reap the benefit of that mitzvah if you do it properly. So for Hashem, from Hashem's perspective, ain't toeles say love. Right? She gets starich la'ora kemechushav min ha-menorah. Using the menorah as an example, does God need our light? The Medrash says, does God need our light? The Gemara says, why do we light a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Hashem is the light of the world. Hashem gives us light. The Medrash, it's actually funny, the Gemara says, I think it's Shabbos Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara says, what do you need a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Hashem provided us with a pillar of light for 40 years in the desert, much bigger than your menorah. So you know what Tosfos asks? What does Tosfos ask? No, tell me what Tosfos asks. Listen again. The Gemara says, Hashem doesn't need the light of the menorah. Hashem provided us for 40 years. We give God light. Hashem gave us light. Hashem guided us in the desert for 40 years by the light of the fire, yeah?
Giving enough more
light. Says Tosfos, yeah, we're not the sun. Hashem gives a lot more light than just that little pillar of fire that led us in the Midbar. Right? It just highlights the question that much more. Hashem needs our light. V'shiyitzdarach la'maychal ha-karbanos, what God needs to eat are karbanos. V'reach ha-ketores, Hashem likes the nice smell you see of the ketores, that really gets God going in the morning. V'afilu ha-zecher l'niflaosav sha'asa, and even remembering the kindness, the good things that Hashem did for us. You think God needs our praise? It's a scary idea if you take it the wrong way. It makes it feel like everything is irrelevant. Hashem needs our davening. Hashem cares. If you have a really good Shmoneh Esrei, you say thank you so much, Hashem. Or if you're spacing out, does it matter to Hashem?
Directly, it doesn't affect Hashem.
So to Hashem, that's his whole point.
But the word that, but I think.
But of course it matters, because Hashem cares that we should be the best Jews we can be and the best human beings we can be. Right? So therefore, even recalling his kindnesses, sha'asa sh'tziva lasos, l'zecher yitzias Mitzrayim, ma'isa bereishis, when we commemorate, when we think about how Hashem created the world and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, ein hato'eles lo. It doesn't change God. Rak sh'neida anachnu ha'emes. He said it again. To teach us the truth, we need to wake up to the truth. V'nizke bo ad sh'nia ru'uyam lios magen aleinu. We want to earn Hashem's protection. Ki kibudenu v'zachreinu b'nifla'osav me'efes v'tohu nechshavu lo. Because honoring Him and recalling His wonders does zero for Him. For the essence of Hashem, it does not. For you, it does everything. It makes you into a person, it makes you into a Jew. Incredible. And then the Ramban goes on and he says, I further this idea of, so why do we shecht from the front if it doesn't really matter, shecht from the back. Again, all of this, the Ramban continues, it's a long piece, but he says all of this is to train us in the compassion that a Jew is supposed to have. And he ends the very end of the piece, he comes back and he says, it is gezeiros, so of course it's a gezeiros. Meaning the opinion of the Gemara that says, don't try to explain God's ways, do it because God says so. That's also true. But the Ramban says, but I absolutely believe that in addition to that, there's a lot of depth to mitzvahs. There's a lot of reason and explanation behind mitzvahs. This is a very, very, very fundamental Ramban. Okay? We still have a couple minutes left. Let's see if we can knock out a couple more quick points. Yeah. Turn to Chav Gimel Yud Tes, Chavra. On page Shin Lamed Dalin in the left-hand column. I want to show you just a quick one-liner. Okay, David, please.
Just very quickly on the
interesting. That what?
That the
Gemara says the hey is olam haza, and yod is olam hava. So yod is definitely olam hava. But vav is also drawn. I mean, it's
drawn
down into this world. Interesting. Very nice. Okay, Chava, let's look at Chav Gimel Yod Tes. Chav Gimel Yod Tes. Again, there's so many mitzvahs in our parsha. Talks about the sanctity of the camp, to know that Hashem is with you, and the way we carry ourselves at all times, because Hashem is with us. It's an incredibly important idea. But Pasuk Yud Tes, it talks about arayos, sexual purity. You can't have female prostitutes, you can't have male prostitutes. Lo savi esnan zona u'mechir kelev beis Hashem elokecha l'chol neder. The Pasuk says, you can't bring esnan zona, a harlot's hire, one page Shin Lamed Dalet. You can't bring esnan zona. You can't bring a woman who's a prostitute who makes money. Can't, and let's say someone pays her, I don't know, and gives her an animal. She can't then bring that animal as a carbon. An animal that was used in exchange for prostitution cannot be brought as a carbon. Or mechir kelev, that which was exchanged for a dog. I trade you a dog for a sheep. You cannot bring that sheep to the Beis HaMikdash in fulfillment of one of your vows. Why? Says the Pasuk, Kiso avas Hashem Elokecha gam shneim, because it's an abomination. However, I want to give you a 30-second Musar Shmuz from the Ramban. Okay? And you could live all of Ella with this Musar Shmuz. Ready for this? Listen to this. Says the Ramban, Hazonos yasu beneda shalehem mitzos. Prostitutes sometimes would try to what? Would try to make mitzvos out of neida, means the money that they earned, the thing that they exchanged for their sexual services. Why? Very simple, says Ramban. Choshvos lechaper achata san. Because they think that what? This can be, and again, maybe I'm adding a little bit of my own flavor to the Ramban, but they think this can be a quick fix for their Avera. In other words, since I'm involved in all of this sexually immoral behavior, you know what? I'll bring a carbon and we'll call it even God. I'll give a lot of tzedakah. I'll sleep around and I'll give a lot of tzedakah and we'll call it even. So Hashem says, no way. Not a chance. You're not going to overcompensate in some other area as a means of trying to, well, whatever, I do this Avera, but I'll overcompensate over here. You know? not into davening, so, but if I give a lot of tzedakah, we're good. We're good, God. We'll call it even. Hashem's like, what? No. I need you to daven. I need you to learn. I need you to do chesed. I need you to be a balanced person. So a zona tries to what? She tries to make a quick exchange, right? In order to what? In order to rectify her sinful behavior. He quotes the Medrash, as Chazal say, Kamoshi Azkir Rabosenu B'mashal Shalhen, as the rabbis say in their language, Gaifa B'tapuchaya U'mafalga Levi'ishaya. What does that mean? She is engaged in immoral activity in exchange for tapuchaya, in exchange for apples. And then, mefalga levi'ishaya, then she distributes those apples to, what's be'ish? Va'ish, to people who are shamed or sick. She gives out the apples to the sick. She sells her services for apples, and then she distributes the apples to the poor. So the Torah says, no. It's not going to work, sweetheart. It doesn't go like that. You can't do that. How about another example? V'chein inyan mechir kelev, says Ramban a couple of words later. The same thing is true in exchange for a dog. Why can't I bring an animal which was exchanged for a dog to the Mizbeach? Ba'avor ki atzadim ba'klavim v'shomrei hachomos, because those hunters who go out with their dogs, or those who guard cities with their big dogs, yigadlu klavim azei nefesh, they raise fierce, wild, dangerous dogs. Mazikim asarabim, who sometimes will injure a nice innocent person walking by. This wild dog will attack. So you know what the person, oh, I feel bad. I probably should have watched my dog. I probably shouldn't have raised a pit bull next to the nice little 5-year-old kid who lives next door. So you know what I'll do to make it up? V'yadiru b'mechireihem lios kofer l'nafsham. So I'll give a carbon. Hashem says, no. You can't be irresponsible. You can't act immoral. And then just drop off a carbon and we'll call it even. That's not how it works. Hashem says, no, that's a toeva. That's not how real transformational growth happens. It's a very stark Musa Shem. Because a lot of people, they want the quick fix. They think, I'll just overcompensate in this area in exchange. I know I do this or there, but if I do like this, we'll call it even. Hashem says, no, that doesn't work. He says, this is it's a bizarre to do such a thing. It's a toeva, in the language of the pasuk, to do such a thing. Okay, I think there's a lot, again, in practical avodas Hashem, to think about there. Okay, let's see if we can do one last one. Chaf Gimel, on page Shin Lamed Hay in the left hand column. There's so much more, but I guess we'll end with this. Again, since it's a time of thinking about making promises, let's learn about making promises. Okay. You see it? Chaf Gimel. Parachav Gimel, Pasachav Gimel. On page Shin Lamed Hay, the left-hand column. V'chisechdal lindor lo yiye v'cha chet. However, this is good Musar for this time of the year as well. Pasuk says, if you don't take a neder, kisechdal lindor, if you refrain from vowing, then what? If you don't make promises that you're not planning to keep, then lo yiye v'cha chet. Then you won't have any of theirs. Don't make false promises. That's what the Torah says. If you refrain from vowing, there will be no sin in you. If you do make a vow, says Pasuk Chaf Dalet, if you do make a promise, Motza Sifasecha Tishmor Vasisa. If you make a promise, the Torah says, Aleph, make realistic promises. If you don't make promises, then you won't get yourself in trouble. But if you're going to make a promise, at least honor your own word. Kasher Nadarta L'Hashem Elokecha. Do what you said you're going to do. Okay? So listen to this Ramban. Ramban says, what is the Torah approach to making promises? Because the truth is, you have, like we just saw, if you refrain from vowing, you'll stay out of trouble. If you make a vow, then make sure you carry out your vow. But there's other psukim as well that speak about the value or lack thereof of making a vow. Elsewhere in Tanakh, it sounds like it's better not to take a vow at all. So is it better to take a vow and fulfill it? Better not to take a vow at all? How should I approach this whole sugya? So says the Ramban. Ba'avur shamakrivim ola uzvachim lelokim yesh lem schar tov. Since we do say there is a value in offering a carbon, it's a nice thing, it's a holy thing, to be makrivim ola, to bring a free will offering. Ki inyan shekasov, like it says in Tehillim, Olos Mechim Aalat Lach Im Ketores Elim Esav Vakar Im Atudim Sela Avo Veischa Olos. Yeah, Psukim in Tehillim that talk about David Melech says, I bring up to you all sorts of free will offerings. And it says even about the karbanos that we give freely, it says in Vayikra, even the things that you choose to give, it brings kapar, it's a good thing. Bringing a karban is a good thing. It's a reich nichoach l'Hashem. V'im kein, and therefore, harei ha-nedarim zeirus b'mitzvah. Chazal say that a person can take a nether to try to be machazik himself. Right? Be careful, again, not the Esnon Zona we were just learning about, not in exchange for prostitution. But let's say you want to be machazik yourself. It's Chodesh El, take on something extra. Take on a little something extra. What are you doing different for God this El? What are you doing for Hashem? What are you doing for yourself? What are you doing extra? So taking a nether could be mezares, could make a person diligent in mitzvos. Okay. But says the Ramban, Lefichach yomar hakasuv, Hishamar bindarecha, be careful with your nedarim. Ki afal pi shehem zeiruz bekarbanos Hashem, asher heim l'chal ratzon. Yes, even though it can be a very good thing, it can be a way of inspiring yourself, motivating yourself, holding yourself accountable. Im tidur tavo lidei chet, im lo sishalim. But if you say it, and you don't do it, there's accountability. O shita acher l'shama, or even if you delay your promise. V'im lo sidur, and if you don't make a promise at all, lo simsa chet b'inyan klal. Then you won't have any trouble at all. So realize, again, it's high stakes, high risk, high reward. If you stay out of it, so you don't reap the benefits of bringing karbanos, extra karbanos, which are also lechaper, right? You lose out on that benefit. But if you're going to enter into it, there's high risk in the sense that if you don't come through with it, there's accountability for that. Ki afilu lo sakiv karban kol yamecha. Listen to these words. Because in theory, even if a person didn't bring a karban his whole life, lo yebecha chet, he would not be in a sinful state. Right? In other words, if you never chose to bring a karban of your own free will, you wouldn't get upstairs and Hashem's like, how come you never brought a karban? I didn't have to. Hashem's like, you're right, you didn't have to. Karban Pesach you had to. Obviously, he doesn't mean literally never bring a karban in your life. Right? But you don't have to offer free will offerings. You don't have to. Afilu lo sakiv karban kol yamecha lo yebecha chet. If you wouldn't bring a karban your whole life, Hashem's not upset at you. Therefore, if you're going to make a promise, you better be prepared to keep it. Im kein tishmor motza svasecha kasher totzi adavar mipicha. Therefore, guard the things that you claim that you're going to do. Ve'asisa, and carry them out. Acherechein, afterwards. Kasher nadarta, as you promised. Lahashlim kol asher nadva ruchacha lahotzi mipicha. To fulfill all that you said. And now the Ramban doubles down on this point in our final paragraph. And it was this attitude. You have to think about this. Be honest with yourself. Sometimes less is actually more. To pretend I'm going to do a ton of things and not actually do them, besides the fact that you're a liar and it's wrong, right, you're going to feel worse about yourself. Ramban is saying, set realistic goals. Of course, if you want to raise the bar and offer a karban, that's beautiful. But if you're not actually going to do it, don't trick yourself into thinking that you made yourself a better person by lying to Hashem about something you thought you might consider doing. That's what he says here. Look at this. Shlomo Melech says, "Kasher tidur neder lelokim, al ta'acher l'shalmo." If you make a promise to Hashem, don't delay paying it. Ki ein chefetz b'chzilim. Hashem does not desire those who are foolish. Tov asher lo tidor misha tidor velo seshalim. These are the words of Kohelet, Shlomo Melech. Better not to take a nether than to make a nether and not carry through. That's a pasuk in Kohelet, Parakei. Yomar, that is to say, she'ein chefetz v'ksilim hachoshim lasos mitzvah. Hashem says, I don't desire foolish people who get ahead of themselves. They have to grow in a healthy way. Who think they want to do a mitzvah. Kasher yidru nedarim rabim. And they start taking upon themselves all sorts of things. I'm going to do like this, I'm going to do like that. Liyoslam zeirus lemitzvah. Shechoshu lasos. They think, oh, this is going to be machazik me and be mezariz me. Velo yachshu belibam. V'lo das v'lo tvuna lomar, ulai lo simsa yodi lahashlim kolela. And they never stop to think that what? Maybe I can't afford all of this. You make all these promises in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem says, whoa, whoa, calm down. Tell me something real. Say something realistic for a second. They make all these promises, and you think like, oh, be like, Hashem's like, oh yeah, great, wow, I see you're really shy. You're saying nonsense, Hashem says. You're a ksil, you're a fool. You're trying to deceive me and you're deceiving yourself. Aval yachshov ki haratzon asher hayo lo be'eis nidro, yechashev lo letova. You're deceiving yourself by thinking that the good desire, the good intention that I have, that itself is good, right, God? And Hashem's like, no. No, you're showing me that your words are meaningless. You're showing me that you're playing a game with me. You think, oh, but I have a good ratzon. Hashem says, I'd rather you take on something realistic and carry it through than to try to appease me with all this talk about all these great changes you're going to make in your life. So therefore, the pasuk warns us, Al titen es picha lachati es bisarecha, v'al tomer lifnei ha-melech kishkogahi. And therefore what? Don't allow your mouth to get your flesh into trouble, and don't say before the malach, don't say before the Beis Din Shalmala, shkogahi, it was a mistake. What was a mistake? Says the Ramban, klomar, shalot tarbe b'nedarim, don't make all sorts of promises, v'kasher lo sakriveim, and when you don't carry them out, you don't bring all those karbanos, Tomar lifnei ha-malach ha-achzari asher yushlach b'cha kishkogahi. And when the malach comes after you, when Midas Adin comes after you and says, look, Hashem, this Jew's a liar, then you can say, well, it was an accident. I took on too much. Well, so don't take on too much. The Torah warned you, don't take on too much. Shayisi savor la'akrivim. Yeah, I meant to bring them. Uvalev shalem nadar tosam. And with a whole heart, I made that promise. Midas Adin says, what are you talking about? You knew it was unrealistic. Why were you not more honest with yourself and more honest with Hashem? You knew you could never afford that. You knew you didn't have time to promise you're going to learn an extra hour a night. Why didn't you promise you'll learn an extra minute a night and actually do it? That would have been really meaningful. Why didn't you promise you're not going to speak Lashon Hara for 1 minute a day, b'kavana, instead of saying an hour a day I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara? You knew you couldn't do that. Hashem is going to be angered by the promises you made, right? That you didn't carry through. And you're going to have to answer for it. So again, it's a very chashev idea. The Torah says, we're not anti-Nadarm. Nadarm are valuable. If you can up your game and you want to do extra, that's great. But do something realistic. Do something honest. Because otherwise, it's not enough. What the Ramban is saying is not enough just to have good intentions and then to say, yeah, it was a little bit much. It was a mistake. I shouldn't have. Hashem said, that's not thoughtful. That's not being a thoughtful Jew. I want you to be a thoughtful Jew. Okay? Good stuff, Rabosei, no? So a 10 second chazar. What do we learn today? Just the chazar. We started off lo yuchal, right? Averos should be impossible for you to do. Lo yuchal, not able to do an avero. If Hashem doesn't want me to do it, it's impossible to do. Then we learned the famous Ramban about Alkan Tzipor Yagir Achanecha. Is there a time for mitzvos? Yes, of course there's reason for mitzvos. Eventually we'll understand all those secrets. For the time being, we should know that mitzvos transform us. It's not about Hashem, it's about changing ourselves. We learned that you can't drop off a karbon in exchange for prostitution as a quick fix. Because Hashem says, that's a joke, that's a toeva, and I'm not falling for it. And lastly, we learned about not deceiving ourselves, that making promises that we're actually able to carry out. And we'll make Hashem very proud if we do that. It's Hashem. Okay. Yes, Yosef Zev. Talk to me. Talk to us.
This is a longer question from earlier.